You are listening to 97.9 on the Hill. I'm Aaron Keck here in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what is trending in the world. Hello.
Good morning. You know those things we get sometimes that have surveys that are kind of completely made up, but they're fun to talk about?
Like the listicles?
Yeah. We had one about barbecue sauces the other day that really got AJ's hackles up, but today...
Was that the one that said that Eastern North Carolina barbecue is the 16th best barbecue in America?
Yeah, and the number one is Arizona style, which, I mean, I don't mean
that's just
say
like
that
sprinkling some sand on it, right?
I don't mean to say that with such derision, but, you know, not every state has their own barbecue style. I know that, it's cool to pretend like it is, but it's you are just riffing on the core ones.
Arizona barbecue, I assume, is just you pour some ketchup on it.
Yo, it was, citrus and chili peppers and lots of sort of southwestern Tex-Mex flavors.
Sure,
cool. Yeah, awesome. This is still kind of a Kansas City base, though.
Anyway,
we care a lot about barbecue in North Carolina, and there are some things that I don't care about at all, and one of those is Zoom meeting etiquette, which is what the survey I wanted to talk about today really, really drills in on, which is identifying behaviors that have become socially unacceptable in virtual work meetings.
I do like the fact that there is a Zoom meeting etiquette because it's always fun to watch rules of etiquette develop in real time as everyone is using the same thing for the first time together. Email's got etiquette and texting has etiquette and all of this has etiquette that no one ever taught or established. It's just we all collectively develop these rules together and it's kind of cool.
So much of it is dependent on personal taste and your own manners and sensibilities, though. I personally would not find it to be extremely offensive if you were drinking a beverage on your Zoom meeting. There is a clarification here between alcohol and non-alcoholic.
Right.
Alcohol being more offensive, non-alcoholic being less.
That's fair, because usually when you're on a Zoom meeting, it's a work meeting, right? So
it is, but it doesn't really hurt me if you take a drink of water. And I have plenty of in-person meetings where people bring water bottles and whatnot to the table. That's perfectly fine. I don't want you slurping and chugging and all that stuff. I think really being intrusive, making noise,
yes,
calling attention to yourself when others are speaking, that is really the problem, which is why 77% of people consider having a television playing in the background to be rude. I would entirely agree.
That's fine.
100% agree with that. I do think it's funny that 75% of people said smoking was unacceptable, although
75% of people are going to say smoking is unacceptable anyway under any circumstances.
That's exactly what I was about to hit, is that there are a large reactionary group of people that you toss in smoking and vaping and they will immediately just go feral on it. But I do have to say the image of someone being like the Ben Affleck meme with the Dunkin' Donuts and the cigarette just on a Zoom call on their stoop smoking a cigarette, that is, I respect that person.
Cigar in one hand, pina colada in the other.
TV in the background. Other behaviors that aggravate folks, including wearing sunglasses during the meeting. Yet again, if you have your camera on the Zoom call, sunglasses, pina colada, cigar, TV, we are...
Guy with a steel drum playing in the background.
We are reaching critical mass of, I think you might be the coolest person I've ever seen. What I did find interesting is having your camera off is considered by 38% of people to be rude, which... Having your camera off sometimes is a necessity, I would think.
Sometimes. If you're going to smoke and drink a pina colada, you should have your camera off.
But if you have distracting things in the background, maybe if it's not your turn to talk. I've actually seen that on some work meetings where everyone who is not currently speaking has their camera off.
Mm.
The only person with the camera on is the one who has the floor.
I think that would be considered rude, because I think the understanding is if you have your camera off, then something distracting is going on around you that necessitates having your camera off. If you have your camera off all the time, that suggests you're just not paying attention, period. I could see 38% of people drawing that conclusion.
Well, and there's some people that simply do not wish to be perceived, which is something that I can definitely relate to. There are some days where I would rather not my giant head be looming over a 2-megapixel camera mounted on the front of my laptop.
Yeah, we've been meaning to talk to you about that.
I know. I can see it too. That's why I don't even have my pina colada to help me get through the situation.